Proclamation number 4595 of 24th of March, 1949. Presence of God. Voice of the Father. Right, children. I am with you if you hear my voice mentally or also audibly, as your maturity of soul allows. And you must feel my presence, otherwise it is not a living connection which you have entered into with me through prayer. And thus you will also gain the conviction that you are in divine care, that nothing bad can approach you and that you are there for my charges. Anyone who is not aware of this doubts my presence and thus my direct working on and in you. He also has no part in me. He is distant from me due to his resistance which results from his unbelief. Anyone who desires me also possesses me. Anyone who doubts me prevents me myself from approaching him. Thus you humans create for yourselves the relationship in which I stand with you. The God of love is always ready for you if you grant him access into your heart, and if you thus want to receive me you need never fear that my adversary will intrude. Thus you yourselves determine through your will who will take possession of you. And you will by no means be able to be Satan's prey as long as you strive towards me and are willing to serve me. Humanity is spiritually blind. It does not grasp the miracle which takes place where my word is conveyed from above to earth. And where I therefore work the world steps in and wants to extinguish the light from the heavens, it cannot bear the radiant shine and seeks to darken it. Where I work my adversary lurks there for the opportunity to cast shadows on the light, and the human beings will encourage him. They shun the right light but chase after the WILL-O's, and soon they are unable to distinguish right light from a WILL-O's. My spirit would enlighten them if they only paid attention to what the heart tells them. But they only let their intellect speak and it leads them wrongly. And thus only he will reach his aim who allows himself to be instructed by me through his heart, who believes like a child and thus also recognizes the Father's voice, whether it sounds to him directly or through messengers. It is always my word which wants to inform people and testifies of me. Anyone who does not recognize this word of mine is not mine. He does not have me as his father but the one who works against me, who wants to push the children away from the father's heart and who also has great power if the child isolates itself from the father, if it becomes apostate to him. Don't fall prey to him, otherwise your will be weakened and you can only be helped through heartfelt contact, through conscious striving for my presence and unconditional submission of your will. Then my adversary's activity will become apparent to you and my love will be victorious, for it applies to you as long as you live on earth and also in eternity. Amen.